Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to DL Uncut. Our next guest is an award-winning producer, a New York Times bestselling author, a renowned motivational speaker. His new book, Live Free, Exceed Your Highest Expectations, came out this week and is available wherever books are sold. Please welcome Devon Franklin.
Hey, now, welcome, young man.
Hi, Devon.
Of course, and the namesake.
Doing good. Right out the gate, can I just say thank you so much for praying for us?
I'm Jay Mandium.
I'm talking to say every day. I see AKA it. I receive
AKA
it.
AKA Indian Jay.
Well, let's wait before we say that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This, I don't know what's happening.
What?
DL's concerned there may not be an Indian left after
Listen, I'm a little concerned, too.
So she introduced your New York Times bestseller.
It's a very interesting time we live in. And I think what's fairly apparent is that Tim Scott is trying to make his
big. I'm a preacher.
He's still like a preacher, Kane, maybe just in a different way, but you know.
Yeah. Well, no, man, because here's
but
the thing.
They're the same type of person.
You could love to play basketball, but that's not your profession.
And you never see them all at the same time. Well, Herman Cain you'll never see, but again,
no, no, if I made a living loving to play basketball, they would introduce me as a
conservatives pick black people who they like.
There you go.
But I don't make a living.
They pick black people who make them comfortable. And they pick the most...
Name me somebody that a conservative white dude picked that is resonant, that is relevant right now.
They don't get libraries, they don't get books.
Someone who I thought
was so interesting. What's interesting is Tim Scott,
but you
and Kamala, who kind
of
seconded
it,
which disappointed the shit out of me.
If this nation were given...
Part of me understands that political politics do that, like spiritual leaders.
But Tim Scott has also said that racism...
What would our spiritualism is better than the union
is worse than racism. Which is crazy to say
the
when you
served
the state that watched Maranatha, where a dude walked in and killed nine people. So you think Dylan Roof killed nine people. So you think removing three Dr. Seuss bits is worse than niggas being slaughtered.
But there are some that
Tim Scott said that America is not a racist country. He wanted you to hear him clearly, all while looking like Mushmouth from Bill Cosby.
What is the definition of racism?
The definition of racism, according to Merriam-Webster, is prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is minority or marginalized.
How the fuck is that not racism? How the fuck is America not a racist? I'm not saying that we haven't made strides. I'm not saying that.
But
I'm saying that at its core
would be
systemically
being
housing, banking. Medicine,
like there's a certain
education
element, the judiciary, policing, even
it is connected to our strength and power.
It's all slanted against black people.
I think practice racism, but we disguise it as classism.
Sure. It's the only thing they can't call
it. Racism and classism go hand in hand.
It's the only thing. Like, it's the only thing.
Poor, it's a way to be racist.
Where's
the
supervisor? He's on a ventilator.
Like,
it's the only thing.
Right, but they call it different things.
What's interesting to me is that now that you have it,
and then he said today,
the only thing they can't play privilege with,
that he understands the pain
and they resent
of being pulled over 18 times, which is racism.
Where a man understands the beauty
that is collected.
collaborative or do anything that's about someone else. And I think, you know, that's giving, one of the reasons they refuse to acknowledge
past presence to underprivileged kids is
because if they did, they would acknowledge their fallibility and humanity. Does this shoe booty nigga understand that Eve at Christmas, even slaves got cake?
That when we talk about this reset, this reboot, it's not so matter.
That didn't mean that he didn't hate you or wasn't racist. It means it's Jesus' birthday, according to whatever I believe.
We say,
and nigga, here's some cake.
The needs of people.
Now act right.
Period.
That's really so. I just think it's a misnomer when people say things like that. America has done work, but it has a lot more work to do. And because you never get a chance to make a second impression. And our impression of America, we were induced here. It's like when white people say, my family built this country. No, your family supervised.
Correct.
You didn't do this shit. You just said, hey, niggas, go do this.
Right.
And I will give you some cake on Christmas.
I believe, you know what, if you're going to right now, that's his publisher.
They were lied to by the president of the United States, who told them that the system.
He talked about it.
Well, there's black Indians have a complete system.
It was a blank, like Indians really were here, and they didn't contribute to America because
you
don't work.
Your forefathers murdered them.
You killed them.
And now they're on cigar boxes and casinos and shitty football teams in D.C.
It speaks to the fact that people are willing, as the system is currently constructed, to believe anything about black people as long as you say it.
If you say it out loud.
But yet they produce.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there. And they don't have to have any evidence.
Produce the vaccine, so of course, and then they realize there's more money in exporting the vaccine than, contributing to
this was rigged, and they did
their
this.
Own people.
Ain't nowhere in the fuck. Like, I would be in a government position or in charge of making decisions
really
like that. I would let my people die, or fat-ass, ignorant Americans who decided they were, people who believe that I'm not going to take it because it's, I would let my people, I would go, you know what, fuck these fat-ass, ignorant people. I'm going to save my people.
Scam some off the top. Nothing.
Right. I would just go, fuck you, be mad at me, sue me, but I'm going to save my people.
Yeah, but the Indian government is so corrupt. They take bribes all the time. Every Indian politician, and much like American politicians, every Indian politician is rooted in self-interest, and so they will flip on anything if they get the right bribe.
But the difference is, an American politician who said, I'm going to give other people the thing that I need to live, he would be castigated.
Where you're seeing a lot more
American politicians, imagine if we were producing the vaccine and our people were dying and we had a contractual obligation to India, we would, I think probably,
we stormed the Capitol because the lied. So, you know, we actually do worse.
But pandemic that's people the difference that between America and other countries. It's I was in India. Years ago, when I had to take my dad's remains there,
I think that one
and
of the
I
things
I just saw all the poverty on the street. People just who are formerly you trip in power over people on the streets of India
because
and
their purpose is
it was just
if you're a rich
sort
white
of like
guy,
devastating
okay,
for me
thing.
To see all this. I'm so glad my dad got out.
In the
because to them, there's nothing wrong with this. This is their way of life. They haven't been told that there's anything wrong.
I think that when you have colonized
and
when you have
things that are
taking
dying,
all their resources,
ways of
the
life
of
that are dying,
and
even
you tell them, see,
culturally,
you're lucky
their
I did this thing,
or
they
way
this could have been
of
all
existing
of you.
Previously dying.
I think it
they fight
white supremacy
and more
is a,
unreasonably
is just such
to
an insidious
it.
Thing
really?
That it makes nations and people
that's
and countries believe
like,
that
oh, wait a minute.
Everything's better because of me. And
I mean,
look at the people
this.
Who didn't, you know, fuck
some
with me. And now all of a sudden, look how bad they are.
I think India still has a lot of their sort of. I don't know
that
the proper phrases, but the kiss-assery
the
to the white man still ingrained in their society left over from British colonialism because they still value
they
like northern Indian women are more light-skinned and they still value those women more than the southern ones.
So they could all be in the NBA. Let me tell you that.
The crazy thing, though,
so stupid.
Is that they
right now, 22%, it went from 1% to
25%. How would you fight
the people being infected with COVID are now young people, teenagers.
No, not even you. I'm not even saying, but even if it
didn't happen. Neither if they weren't dying. They have grandmothers and mothers and fathers.
That the best way forward is what was passed.
Like there was a spike
that our best
in the Midwestern state, like the Pennsylvania and the Connecticut.
We've done before.
The
Michigan.
And there are people who
believe that's because all them dumbass kids went to Florida, fucked around and hung out.
They did. That's exactly what happened. And I also think it was a lot of misinformation. Like remember initially they said black people can't get COVID. Then they were like, we know kids don't get COVID. Young people don't get it. All of that is a lie. I also think that if you use your platform to tell people do not take the vaccine, first of all, you're highly irresponsible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now I don't know what should happen to you, but something should happen.
Well, here's the thing. And I think that the Joe Biden's absolutely right. He's now giving people like, hey, look here. Either what use happened? This vaccine or I'm going to send it to states and geographical reasons that will use it. I don't understand why people, look, if your fat ass want to die because you are ignorant, then okay, because we won't give you an option. But I don't think we should be impacted by you.
Well, and the other thing is there. So in order for us to get herd immunity, 70% of the population has to be vaccinated. And those anti-vaxxers are basically relying on everyone else to get vaccinated so they don't have to get vaccinated.
They say herd immunity is probably not going to happen.
That's America.
That's not going to happen. Herd immunity is probably not going to happen.
So 70% so the largest percentage of black people don't take it because we don't trust the government.
I think you're
absolutely.
Republicans don't take it because they don't trust the government.
It's interesting.
So if you tell...
I think all
those
we are
Republicans,
is
who, 70% of them believe that Joe Biden isn't president. Like,
yes.
Tell him I think who Barack Obama
hates this vaccine.
And you can use that source for
they'll take it.
They'll take
if
it right
were
away.
Water, you can use it for a shower or to cook or to clean. But it's still a source.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
And when I was playing with you about your introduction, but now you're so much more than when I started talking to you.
Welcome back to DL Uncut. Our next guest is an award-winning producer, a New York Times best-selling author, a renowned motivational speaker. His new book, Live Free, Exceed Your Highest Expectations, came out this week and is available wherever books are sold. Please welcome Devon Franklin.
What's up, young man?
It's going to keep
doing this thing. What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Doing good. Right off the gate, can I just say thank you so much for praying for us, all of us on social media every day. I see it. I receive it. I hear it. Yeah.
And, oh, wow. Thank
you. And you wrote a book during the pandemic.
I'm just, you know,
and
to
most people were either the pandemic did one or two things.
So she introduced your New York Times bestseller, you're a motivational speaker.
Like either some people are
preacher.
Oh, like, man, this is so scary.
I'm
doing
a preacher. He's still a preacher, maybe just in a different way.
As something that made me strong. Like if a seed had eyes, it would only see darkness, right? Like that would be, that's what a popular analogy. If a seed was like, it's going to be a tree one day, but now it's like, shit, it's dark as fuck right now.
No, no, if I made a living loving to play basketball,
you saw a way forward where a lot of people.
If I made a living,
and I'm just wondering, what was the mechanism that helped you do?
You know what's interesting? Because no one, like unless you have a mega church, which I have my own problems with. I think that you have,
and it just so happened that
always been someone who I thought was so interesting.
You know what I was,
but you do delve into the spiritual realm, right? You understand spiritual.
Absolutely.
If this nation were given not a state of the union, because politics do that, but spiritual leaders and people who are tuned into the spirit, what would our spiritual state of the union be as a nation?
I can be the poster child for this too. The spiritual state of the union that didn't manifest is rebirth. Certain promises that were not kept, reset. And in the lack of expectation, I believe to fruition, there's the devastation coming out of this pandemic. Is this is an opportunity?
And so I really everyone about to how many real disappointed
reset.
And how do you navigate?
But there are some that are resisting it, and maybe resisting. Learn how to set expectations.
Okay, wait.
And
who am
really
I?
Began that
what is my process of not just. How can I be and then saying, okay, God, how can I do what you're going to do? Or,
reach across
okay,
the
government
right
now.
No, right? It's an opportunity.
When I talk about
the expectation, I'm talking about
God, how we have been
control?
Doing life.
Yeah.
If it's in our
I
control,
believe that's the spiritual state.
Then I believe
union,
it's realistic.
And respect. Those that are getting it,
if it's not,
are then
and maybe it's an expectation to be released.
Moment,
because
those
so
are
resisting
are
it,
so frustrated are over what we can't control.
Tremendous anxiety and frustration.
Following that line of
giving up power, you can't control anything about
how
to be
what most people think is American.
Like about a like situation.
That's
the only thing you can control.
Element of,
exactly.
of being an American
that
is connected to our strength and
because
power.
A lot of times we find ourselves
and I always say this, I think white people are angry at COVID because it's the
crazy.
Only thing they can't call the supervisor. It's the only thing, like it's the only thing. Like, where's the supervisor? He's
on
a ventilator.
Like that's
it's
something
the only
that
thing
you have to come
that they don't
to,
really feel like they have an inroad,
a lot of
an insight on. It's the only thing they can't play
until the pandemic
with. It's the only thing they can't.
Because what happens is life is happening all around you. So you're not really thinking the only thing I can control is how
is collaborative
I react
or
how I feel
about someone
because there's
else.
So much chaos going around you, you can't
to
focus on that. And so when you're home
that it
by yourself because
if
you're
they
in
did,
quarantine,
they would
all you have is you
their
and your thoughts,
well,
right?
Well,
and that is when
that.
You begin to
is
realize,
we about this reset,
well, maybe
this
I can't control
it's
this.
So
and that's why
matter.
I started the show by saying thank you so much for praying because a lot of times people are on social media when you're in quarantine and there's so much stuff that's out there, you can get lost in your own thoughts and feel like you're by yourself. And not realize, you know, I have no control over myself. And so I think that's important to point out as well.
Everyone is aware. Yeah. And to the higher country, you know, a lot of times being rebuilt, helpless, reshaped, feel hopeless.
And there's a massive resistance because
the way to get
in
our
the
hope
reshaping
back is
to
beginning
say,
to reflect
I
can
the
take
promise
more control
of the premise
over how I'm feeling, what
and
I'm
we
thinking.
All, especially people
when I talk about
getting
our
free,
it means that we're not our damn most
right.
So the more that we get our due of anyone or anything.
That's why people call it right now. That's his publisher.
That's his
publisher.
Jesus, he on the main line.
That's
what that is.
Hey, stop with this shit. Ron, you got to mess up your record sales. You got to mess up your book sales.
Tell people the truth.
We don't need that.
You
reference you know the insurrection,
you know,
and it was
everybody
crazy
wants
because
to be this, everybody wants to be that. But what do I
remember watching?
Who do I
want to
be?
Like
I think that's
watching
the most dangerous.
And the most dangerous
even
thing
know
in the world
it,
is
but
knowing
really it
something
was
and then
treason.
Having to say
but
it out loud.
Like
it,
most
the premise
people
of that
up,
was that
like,
they were lied to by the president.
It's very interesting because you guys
told me
that the system was rigged.
I remember when the pandemic hit.
Black people. Rigged
said,
the system,
Jasmine,
which is really weird because usually when something is nigger rigged, it don't work.
like, why are you so?
You know, nigger rigged something go, that worked perfectly.
Nigga, you don't see what's going on, but it speaks to the
fact
that
there was nothing I
could
do about it. So I was just like in my own space, and I was like, I mean,
anything.
And I was mad. I'm like, hey, nigga, come on now. You know, if you say it out loud,
like, aren't you concerned? You should be worried. I was like,
and they don't have to have any evidence.
What can I do?
So of course, it would make sense that the most powerful white dude in the country, the world, said.
And I knew if I got lost in my own despair and hopelessness, then there would be no future for me. And that for me was just not an answer. He was mad. He was mad about it.
I've always been able to do something.
Like whatever.
Like in, I remember a great line in a movie called The Edge. He said most people lost in the wilderness die of shame. They refuse to do anything.
It's being reshaped.
And this was a very interesting time for our country, because we're a Judeo-Christian society and it's based on prayer. But during the pandemic, church was closed, but liquor stores was open. So you could Zoom Jesus, but not Jack Daniels. Like, so the premise of even the premise, which was challenged, I think, and made people look at themselves in an introspective way. In ways that they never had to before, because we were silent.
I think you're.
It challenged listen, even our very this idea one of this, of this us nationally
pandemic
of us
culturally a lot of things.
And of us individually.
And we were challenged.
And I don't know what will be the outcome.
And I think that one of the things.
Well,
I think that a lot of people who are formerly in power each of us feel a bit obsolete because their purpose is diminished. If you're a rich white guy, okay, that's one thing. A person knows
I really want from this book.
In the aggregate, if you can't pick an apple,
it's not trying to control people
or write an Apple app, then you're obsolete. And I think things that are dying, ways of life that are dying, and even people's culturally their existence or their way of existing previously dying, they fight harder and more unreasonably to live. Would you agree?
I got to continue 1,000% to do the things that I got to do. And we're seeing challenge. It's like, I got to respond to that challenge personally. When I get to the end of my life, I got to be accountable.
Some Republicans want Liz Cheney
for the life
to be out of power.
And that's why I wanted to write this
she's
book.
Just acknowledging
I think a lot of people are not living their truth.
That is a sign.
They're living what's expected.
Desperation.
They're living out of obligation. They're living
so I don't want to disappoint nobody when I see that. I have seen the process. They're the ones getting
but isn't that the basis of religion? Like, honestly, if you look at religion, it is if you, even our lives, even our lives, if you look at it, a spectrum of our
the
lives,
crazy thing, though,
if you don't do this, you'll lose that. If you don't
way.
Love me, I won't.
Well,
so
how would you fight
in religion?
How would
you
fight
don't
if you
serve me?
What would you go to hell?
So no, not even
our lives.
I'm not even saying
our existence
is based
irrespective of party.
On expectations.
There are people who
I don't
believe
care from an
that the best way forward is what was past.
A spiritual standpoint.
Way forward
is based
what
on do
we've
this,
done before,
or you don't
and
get
there
this.
Are people who
and
believe
if you don't do this,
this is irrespective
I'll take
of party
this way.
Or ideology or
okay,
religion.
Yeah, this is
there are people that believe that our best way forward is to do things we've never done before. And so, if you were a person who were rooted in the past, how would you navigate this space that now we're now experiencing? What would you say?
What I would say is okay. So
we're talking about go back and dying on the cross,
right?
For our sins.
Whoever
Trump said, make America great.
Free
again.
To be who you are. Free to
that
live the life that you live.
Rooted in
now,
the past.
Let's
that
see
is the way
turn it back.
Come
what
into
happened?
Christianity.
Through
the
love
party
of Christ.
Lost
yet I
the
agree
House,
with you.
The Senate, and
once
the White
Once
they House.
Commit and come
Why?
Into religion
because
and the church,
back.
No matter
that
how hard
love
is then
because
socialized
world,
out of
physically
it
becomes judgment.
Is all, it's
right
it becomes about you're not
moving forward.
Agreed, yeah.
We're
yeah.
progressing.
You can't do that.
So the way
right.
to have progress
no
is to embrace
live
the
in the freedom
is to embrace
which is the
unknown.
Foundation
and if we're
of the relationship
trying,
with God.
To take
we
ourselves
then live
to
in
that
the
expectation
of
you
whatever
religion
we were
brought
into,
but they still have to.
This is why I wanted to write this book.
To say,
in order to
we
get
gotta,
to
we gotta get
you
out
can't
of
just
the
say, "Oh, we're gonna go back," because we can't
do
it.
The sunset free
do it
free in the
movie.
Deep. Try to go
I'm,
back.
And if I'm free,
the more
because
we
I'm a follower of Christ.
I think you're absolutely. You wrote. Now you're. It's interesting because
I think
all we are is what we can do. Like
when I.
I think who you are is a source, and you can use that source for. If it were water, you could use it for a shower or to cook or to clean. But it's still a source.
Do not know anything about my creation.
When I
tell me,
I was playing with you about your introduction. But now you're so much more than I when I started talking to you 2 years ago. You're so much more than that.
It's because like water, it expands and
you know,
goes.
That,
where
but most
it,
people,
where it's
insistent
on going.
Like water goes,
that's most
true. People
the most,
lack insight.
The most
so,
changing
for the people
force,
that do
lack
courage.
And
force
most
on the
people,
face of the earth is not thunder or lightning or fire. It's water.
A review
it,
rather than
it's
going
to,
see
keep
for
doing this thing.
Or they'll make
it interesting to
see
a young man rather than risking failure.
Kind of just
or they will do what it is they've been told by
leading it to.
But that doesn't excuse him from the
and
human
you wrote a book
experience.
During the pandemic.
They're not exempt from the human experience. So what
and
about
most
those
people
were
either
the pandemic they want to
have such a clearly defined idea of who they are.
Diminished
and who still
you know have to be shaped, have to be guided.
Like either some people have been like,
right, so
man, this is so scary because I can't and look how and the other people went, I see this as something that made me stronger. Like if a seed had eyes, it would only see darkness, right? Like that would be that's what a popular analogy. If a seed was like, it's going to be a tree one day, but now it's like, shit, it's dark
could
as fuck right now.
Never
but you saw
lived.
A way forward where a lot of people
and
didn't.
Can't live with
and
that
I'm just
reality,
wondering what was the mechanism that helped
you
do that.
You got to muster up the courage to change
you know,
this
reality. The mechanism
you may have
like,
to
I already
had the idea
you may have
about
to shop,
this book and about
you may have to go to therapy
and it just so happened
have
after
to
the
read
pandemic
books,
hit
but it's
and it started to shape
your
you know what
freedom,
I was
right
an
individual
and
as
what
a human
I
on this
was
planet
understanding
is
wow,
worth it.
How do we
that's
deal
what
with
I was
that
expected.
You may not have
and
courage,
then
but you can show
how do we deal with what
courage?
Is
because
expected.
It's gonna you're gonna require it
because so many people
well the truth of it either you will or you won't but one way or another you're gonna dance to the piper you're gonna one way like either you will or you won't like no one can tell you what you're gonna do but at the end of the day you're gonna come to that moment where you have to assess what's going on. You know what I've always found interested about you. Your last
and
name
so
is Franklin.
Really
I'm glad you didn't threaten your son. But I...
and how do you navigate
to don't talk about
that. But let me tell you, I respected Kirk
really
Franklin more in the moment.
Not just
in that moment.
And then saying,
I've had a great deal of affinity for him. I've always...
Well, okay,
but because...
Like, no.
He was quintessentially human, and still, like he cussed him out, but still, you bitch ass nigga in Jesus' name, which was great. But
if it's not,
but one of the things that I think is interesting about you is coming from a specific realm where people see you a certain way,
but
and being
following that line of logic,
evolve your perspective.
You can't control anything
about
how people
accept
having a recognizable quotient where they'll still follow you.
About
they didn't go,
the only thing you can control.
They say, because some people
exactly.
Just go, this dude changed, I don't fuck with him more. Or some people
book.
Go, he just expanded.
Because a lot of times we find ourselves
and I think our expansive quotient is narrow.
People find ourselves crazy.
When you come from the world you came from, it's a very narrow prison. And to stretch
but, you know, I think that's something that
far.
You have to come to, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think
and at the end of the day,
a lot of people did not realize
that
until
the
pandemic hit. Because what happens is life is happening all around you. So you're not really thinking the only thing I can control is how I react or how I feel. Because there's so much chaos going around you, you can't focus on that. And so when you're home by yourself because you're in quarantine, all you have is you and your thoughts, right? And that is when you begin to realize, well, maybe I can't control this. And that's why I started the show by saying thank you so much for praying, because a lot of times people are on social media when you're in quarantine and there's so much stuff that's out there.
You
can get lost in your own thoughts and feel like you're by yourself and not realize, you know, I have no control over myself. And so I think
that's
important to point out as
well.
Yeah, well, and to that
is,
point,
this is why I wrote the
you know,
book.
A lot of times
I don't feel
when
the
we
way
feel
that
helpless, we feel
I
hopeless.
I understand.
One of the reasons why I wrote this book
and I don't
is
mind
the way
that
to get our hope
good.
Back
but
is to say, wait, I actually
right,
can take more
right.
control
God
over how I'm feeling,
left,
what I'm thinking.
I don't
when I talk about
thinking
too much
about
or not do
this,
the emotional, physical, or mental control of anyone. I can't live that way.
But isn't that really all about just walking in your purpose? Right?
Allow
and whatever God has for you, you walk
feel.
In that purpose
and, so
and you try
to
stay connected
to
with him with your
back.
Personal relationship and hope that you just continue to go in that way. And then, although it may be scary, you never really lose the courage to do so because you are walking in your divine
you know,
purpose, right?
Everybody wants us to be
well,
this. Everybody wants me to be
it's walking in purpose.
But
who do I want
in our humanity?
But I think that's the most
right.
dangerous. The most
that
dangerous
fear.
Thing in the world
like,
is knowing
wait,
something and then
right?
having to
am
say
I doing
it out loud.
This out of ego? Am
like
I
most
this
people will put a like
am I doing this for.
It's very interesting because you guys
so
are reminding
like
me of a thing. I remember when the pandemic
and then
hit.
A walking, and then
I said, Jasmine,
like,
you're
okay,
the only person
I
know who is. Nonplus. I'm like, why are you so? I remember I used to get mad. I'm like, nigga, would
you
see what's going on? I'm gonna tell you something.
Because there was nothing I could do about it. So I was just like in my own space. And I was like, I mean.
And I was mad. I'm like, hey, nigga, come on.
I remember.
Like, aren't you concerned? You should be worried. I was like,
sometimes
there'll
be
an eclipse. What can I do to change what is happening?
You get on the news and people tell you all there's an eclipse.
And I knew if I got lost in my own despair and hopelessness, then there would be no future for me.
And I think
and that for me was
I think it's just
like it's not an answer.
It's easier than I think.
He was mad.
Everything you think, I've always been able to do you say, something. Man, if you're wealthy, like, whatever, and you're doing like, well. Like, I remember a great line. And you're healthy and you're strong.
It's he easy said most people lost in the world have great shame.
They refuse.
But
to
I'll hear
anything.
A lot of homeless people talking about praise Jesus. Like, nigga, this was a very interesting time for our country. Because we're a Judeo-Christian society.
I don't want to be shitting on myself in front of a restaurant.
But during the pandemic. Shame for him, Devon. Pray for him.
Church was closed, but liquor stores were
closed. As always.
So you could Zoom Jesus, but not Jack Daniels.
Living like free. It's such a clear thing.
So the very because it only
requires so the premise of the, even the premise. It only requires that you do. Which was challenged, I think.
Exactly.
And made people look at themselves in an introspective way, in ways that they never had to before, because we were silent.
You have no problem encouraging.
It challenged even our very idea of us nationally, of us culturally, and of us individually. We were challenged, and I don't know.
They can
what
only
be the
give
outcome
advice from a compromised position.
Well,
so
the, you're right.
The power, the beauty of it is each of us gets to determine.
I can accept everybody else's
free
myself. Because I'm like,
that's the thing
you gotta
that
go on a
I really
for
want
yourself.
From this book. And it's for
so
us to take
may
more
learn
control
some things
over
that
us.
I think you're gonna learn.
It's
some
not trying
you
to control
won't.
The people.
But I feel
even
free
the people that we love, we don't control.
Free that you should
and
live your
but
life.
We get
that's
we get
right.
So angry
book about
when somebody does something we don't like, personal accountability, we didn't accept determination. We want to
and control how they react
to this out. In the way that works for our life.
So a black dude is writing a book called Live Free. It's crazy.
It's Devon Franklin. Make sure you get his new book, Live Free, Exceed Your Expectations. Thank you so much.
My dude. Thank you, man.
Because when I get to the end of my life, I got to be accountable for the life I lived or the life I didn't. And that's why I wanted to write this book, because I think a lot of people are not living their true life.
Yeah.
They're living what's expected. They're living out of obligation. They're living because they don't want to disappoint nobody. But in the process, they're the ones getting.
But isn't that the basis of religion? Like, honestly, if you look at religion, it is if you even our lives, if you look at a spectrum of our lives, if you don't do this, you'll lose that. If you don't love me, I won't stay. Even religion, if you don't serve me, you go to hell. So our lives, our existence is based on expectations. I don't care if it's from an occupational standpoint, a spiritual standpoint. It's based on do this or you don't get this. And if you don't do this, I'll take this away from you.
Okay, got it. This is great. I'll unpack this quickly. So this is the book is section into four sections: personal expectations, cultural expectations, relational expectations, and then professional. So I want to hit religion for a minute. So you go back and there's a scripture that says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we're talking about, you know, Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. Whoever accepts Jesus, free to be who you are, free to live the life that you live. Now, that is the way that most people come into Christianity, through the love of Christ. Yet I agree with you. Once they commit and come into religion and the church, that love is then socialized out of them because it becomes judgment. It becomes about you're not
agree. Yeah.
You can't can't do that. Right? So then we no longer live in the freedom, which is the foundation of the relationship with God. We then live in the expectation of whatever religion we were brought into. This is why I wanted to write this book, to say we gotta get out the matrix. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if I'm free because I'm a follower of Christ, why would I allow myself to fit into your limited idea of who you think I'm supposed to be and what you think I'm supposed to do, no matter who you may be?
Hmm.
When I told the church that I grew up in that I was, you know, moving to Hollywood, they were like, oh, you can't go. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the devil's playground. Now I had a choice. Am I going to let those who do not know anything about my creation tell me what God ain't going to do? Or am I going to go see for myself? It takes courage to go against how people, especially in the
and you know that, and that, but most people lack courage.
That's true. People
lack insight. So for the people that do lack courage, and most people will read a review rather than going to see for themselves. Or they'll make a cake from a recipe rather than risking failing. Or they will do what it is they've been told by rote. But that doesn't excuse them from the human experience. They're not exempt from the human experience. So what about those people who don't have such a clearly defined idea of who they are and who still, you know, have to be shaped, have to be guided. What about those people?
Right. So for those people, I would want those people to just, let's just go to the end of your life one minute. And you get to the end and you realize you did everything that was expected, but nothing that was destined. Could you live with realizing you never actually lived? And if you can't live with that reality, then you've got to muster up the courage to change this reality. You may have to cry. You may have to shout. You may have to go to therapy. You may have to read books, but it's worth it. Your freedom as an individual, as a human on this planet, is worth it. That's what I would say to that person. You may not have the courage, but you can sure build and get that courage, because it's gonna you're going to require it to live the life that you're supposed to.
Well, the truth of it, either you will or you won't, but one way or another, you're going to dance to the piper. You're going one way, like either you will or you won't. Like no one can tell you what you're going to do. But at the end of the day, you're going to come to that moment where you have to assess what's going on. You know what I've always found interesting about you? Your last name is Franklin. I'm glad you didn't threaten your son. But
don't talk about my son.
let me tell you, I respected Kirk Franklin more in the moment, in that moment, and I've had a great deal of affinity for him. But because he was quintessentially human, and still, like, he cussed him out, but still, you bitch ass nigga in Jesus' name, which was great. But one of the things that I think is interesting about you is coming from a specific realm where people see you a certain way, and being expansive enough to evolve your perspective, and still having people having a recognizable quotient where they'll still follow you. Like, they didn't go, this dude changed. They say, because some people just go, this dude changed, I don't fuck with him more. Or some people go, he just expanded.
And
I think our expansive quotient is narrow. When you come from the world you came from, it's a very narrow prism, and to stretch those bounds is a bridge too far for people.
Oh yeah, and at the end of the day, I think the more that we study, the more that we learn, the more that we really learn about life, we realize, man, there's a lot I don't know. You know, we're all kind of shooting in the dark. You know, we learn what we learn, and we teach what we teach, but life is teaching us lessons every day. God's got something new every day. So the moment I lock into a narrow thing about how I believe, then I can never fully receive all that there is. And I don't ever want to be one of those people that lives in a way where I believe, oh yeah, my point of view is right. Well, it's right for me.
But you lead a bunch of people who do believe that you are the answer. They do believe I'm going to see things to you. And that's a heavy responsibility.
Well, it is, but this is why I wrote the book. I don't feel the weight of that. I don't. I understand that people rely on me, and I don't mind that. That feels good. But if God calls me to move right, I'm going to move right. If God calls me to move left, I'm going to move left. I don't think too much about, if I do this, what are they going to say? I can't live that way.
But isn't that really all about just walking in your purpose, right? And whatever God has for you, you walk in that purpose, and you try to stay connected with him, with your personal relationship, and hope that you just continue to go in that way. And then, although it may be scary, you never really lose the courage to do so, because you are walking in your divine purpose, right?
Well, it's walking in purpose, but in our humanity, right? That fear of like, oh, wait, am I hearing him right? Am I doing this out of ego? Am I doing this for money? Am I doing this for how it's going to look? So it is like a consistent listening, and then a walking, and then a seeing. Like, okay, I think I heard you. I'm going to go in this direction. Did I get confirmation? So it's a real process of trying to figure
out
that.
You are bright. I'm going to tell you something. The book Live Free, which I think is an amazing title. And I remember, like, the closest thing I can equate to this is sometimes there'll be an eclipse, right? And you'll get on the news and people will tell you, oh, there's an eclipse. But if you don't have the right telescope or the right equipment, you can't see it. And I think faith is a lot like that. I think it's a lot like that. It's easy to be faithful when everything you think or what you say matter. If you're wealthy and you're doing well, and you're healthy and you're strong, it's easy to espouse how great you are. But I'll hear a lot of homeless people talking about praise Jesus. Like, nigga, he ain't working for you. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to be shitting on myself in front of a restaurant in a shopping cart.
Pray for him, Devon. Pray for him.
No, I'm just...
As always, pray for him.
But living free is such a clear thing because it only requires that you do it. Like, it only requires that. You do it.
Exactly. And here's what I'll say. If I can live free, if you can live free, you have no problem encouraging someone else in their freedom. A lot of times when you go back to religion, because if someone's not free, they cannot encourage you to become free. If someone feels like they had to compromise, they can only give you advice from a compromised position. So you're right. When I make the decision to live free, I can accept everybody else's freedom. Because I'm like, oh, I get it. Hey, that's your journey. You got to go on a journey for yourself. And sometimes you may learn certain things that I think you're going to learn. Sometimes you won't. But I feel free to live my journey, and I feel free that you should live your journey. That's right. It is a book about a personal message, about personal accountability, self-determination, and each one of us can walk this out in the way that works for our life.
So a black dude is writing a book called Live Free. Nigga, what? It's crazy.
Oh, it's Devon Franklin. Make sure you get his new book, Live Free, Exceed Your Expectations. Thank you so much, Devon.
My dude. All right, thank y'all. You, man.